Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 9, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. And this is a members only event called Divinely Directed. And so glad that you're all here. We've got 19 and counting. And this is a call where the divine directs it. And the whole point is it's very spontaneous. And what we'll do is the usual beginning stuff. I will call the directions, call the allies, set the container, guide everyone into embodied awakening. And then after that, we just open it up. And what typically happens, or at least what's happened in recent divinely directed calls, is a subtle field is held. And within that, each person gets the unique experience they have, whether that's healing or awakening, or they're called in some kind of service. And it's one of our calls where it offers the widest range of unique individual experience. So even though I may be narrating things I'm experiencing on these calls much more than most, people are having unique one-of-a-kind experiences above and beyond what I'm describing. And we typically get a lot of great feedback on these. So that's why we do them a lot. We've done them every month now for a few months. So glad everybody's here. And let's go ahead and dive in. So let me make sure we're set up properly on the technical side. All righty. Okay. So I invite you to close your eyes. And just relax. And if you can feel energy moving, just rest in the awareness of the energy. If you cannot feel that, then rest in awareness of your own breath coming and going as it will. Either way, please stay fully passive and just allow the energies to move on their own and come to you. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti. Quichi. Excuse me. That's what I get for eating cereal right before the call. So I'm going to try that again. Or I could blame it on Mercury retrograde. But it's probably the cereal. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Zachary, Thisa, Deborah, Moo, West, Jeremy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sacred sphere around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Okay, now I'm going to invite everyone into embodied awakening. So the idea here is we'll use the metaphor of a car. Instead of your human self driving the car, your human self is in the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. If your human self at any point does not like the divine's driving, your human self can slide back over and take the wheel anytime. The divine will step out with no fuss. Your human self will be back in full control. So this is to assure your ego that it's in no danger, there's no risk. Anything we do here is instantly reversible if it so desires. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll just know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there's a lot more bliss. All that sounds good. I invite you, and also, by the way, you cannot get overwhelmed doing this. The divine will only put as much of itself into you as you can hold at any given time. It'll bring it as strong as it can, stretch you a bit, but not overwhelm you. So you can relax and let it in. So if you'd like to do this, then you're about to speak to your divine self. And I invite you now to speak to it with the following words, out loud if possible, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax into either just passively feeling the energy moving in your body, if you notice that. If you cannot feel the energy, then just rest in passive breath awareness. The tips that will help you get the best result from this process, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just either feel the energy or feel the breath doing its own thing. If you become distracted, consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest. Do not fight it. Do not resist it. Just let it be exactly as it is. Resisting it would only make it stronger. Your response is to simply relax back into your chosen focus, be that energy awareness or breath. Do this very gently, very persistently. If the distraction keeps going in the background, let it do its thing while you do your thing. Many people are in embodied awakening already. Well done. By the way, you'll know you're in embodied awakening when four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all of this is effortless. So one final nuance we can put in, if you wish, is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel energy or feel breath. So my invitation, if you wish to join me in this little exercise, is to right now drop to zero effort. Simply exist. Now, remaining at zero effort, is there awareness of breath or energy happening on its own? If there is, then stay at zero effort. If there is not, I invite you to add very teensy, tiny smidgens of effort until you regain awareness of energy or breath, whichever you're choosing. And once you've got just a trace of that awareness, just relax into that very small amount of effort. The less effort you use to achieve this goal, the better it works. The less effort, the better. Nice. Based on what I'm feeling right now, many of us have gotten into embodied awakening. Being in embodied awakening is not a prerequisite for continuing. It's just optimal. So wherever you're at, the divine is starting to work. So now we're into the divinely directed part fully. And my advice to you is to let go. Relax, let go of any agenda you may have about what you think should be happening as we move forward in this process. And I'm now going to speak to the divine on our behalf. Allies, we're on a divinely directed call. That means we're turning it over to you. My request is that each person who is in this process, whether the live or on the recording, now receive whatever most serves them, be that healing, awakening, your experience, service, whatever is the highest good of that person, please make it so. Thank you. And you humans, again, the more you let go and simply allow, the easier it's going to be for the divine to give you whatever does serve your highest good. So if you discover there's preference arising or there's some control starting to happen, as soon as you notice that, just relax out of it. Go back to zero effort. Just be and let the divine do it for you. There may be periods of silence. I am certainly present. But even if several minutes go by without me talking, know that I am in the field, just not being called to say much. So now relax, let go. Each person will now have their own unique experience. Whatever happens to you is perfect. Simply relax, allow. You are in a safe container. And the more you just let it happen, the more benefit you'll receive. So I'm starting to get some shaking and heavy energy moving through my body. That may or may not be your experience. If it is, just let it move through. I recommend you resist the urge to even do a healing invocation or any other action from the ego. If the divine is placing heavy energy into your field, they will most certainly flush it through and make sure there's no residue. As long as your ego doesn't jump up and get in the way of the process, that of course means staying passive and letting everything run itself. The energy is getting really strong now. Just stay relaxed, stay open. Lots of things are happening here in the inner world. So the energy is still quite intense. They're still working very deeply with most or all of us. Just stay relaxed, stay open, let them work. Okay, they just took the intensity down a notch. Just stay in this open and fully receiving space. If you wish, take just a moment to notice how you feel. Notice if that feels pretty different than when we started. And then just return your attention back to whatever's happening within you. And they are still at it. So again, please be patient, relax, let the energy move. I'll speak again when prompted. Again, it's okay if imagery or thoughts swirl around in there, but don't get sidetracked by them. Keep your attention on just the complete openness and relaxing and a very small amount of energy on, a little bit of focus on energetic sensation or breath using minimum effort is a good way to work this. Now I'm noticing these divine energies that we've been so deep into I feel them being integrated into my human body. I suspect the same is happening for you guys. So just let these energies soak in. Let these energies continue to integrate into your physical body. For me, the altered state is quite profound. We'll give it just a moment longer. Okay. Allies, thank you for that beautiful round. Divinely directed indeed. Is there more you'd like to do before we move to close and have a chat with each other? Any other processes, Divine, that you would like to begin? Here it comes. Okay, I feel a new energy coming in. Let's just hang out with that for a while. It's a very crystalline sort of energy from the divine. Getting deep again. And once again, they're integrating this energy into your human body. Keep relaxing into whatever's happening for you. I can see that our being here is sort of helping open the door for others who are just now coming into this level of service. Really nice. Whew. Okay, wow. That was, well, rather than me tell you my experience of it, which I've already been sharing, let me feel if that's the whole process or if there's more. They're asking me to deviate from the norm, to leave the mesa open for the bit, but to allow people to share if they wish. There may or may not be a second round. I don't know, but I'll let you know as soon as I do. So even if that's all we do, that's still pretty potent, at least it was for me. So unmuting is now allowed. If anyone would like to unmute and share their experience or ask a question or type in the chat window, All that is now open and available. While we're waiting for someone to do something, we can just continue resting in this sweet field, which is still very much present. The energy is so thick and so yummy. It's amazing. So no feedback so far. That's interesting. Okay, the divine is saying, okay, back to work. So don't worry about speaking or typing in the chat just now. What they are asking is to relax back into the inner world, open yourself again, and see what they got for you. Yeah, I'm getting some pretty strong download energy. Relax and allow whatever's happening to happen. Just rest in whatever's happening. I know I keep saying it, but it keeps being true. And now, once again, I'm starting to feel that deep spiritual energy being brought into your physical body, wherever you've been hanging out in the last few minutes, whatever consciousness levels you were in. They're now feeding that back into your physical body so you can be in that space however often you wish, really. So they're bringing some of that divine back into your physical body, integrating it to allow you to walk through the world in a deeper state of wakefulness. Okay, now they're saying to go ahead and wrap it up on the mesa. So they need to do two rounds for some reason. That's unusual, but hey, we'll go with what they say. So just relax as I call the directions and wrap up the energetic part. Pachamahana Mamakiya. Actually, they're telling me to pause. They got one last thing. We'll come back to the directions in a moment. They would like to take this juicy field we've created and broadcast it out for the benefit of all beings. And of course, we don't lose anything. There's plenty more where that came from that'll come in to replace it. So you'll lose nothing personally, but we have this opportunity as a group to just let this energy be broadcast out as described. Allies, you have our consent. Please feel free to broadcast this beautiful field that we have created. And please send it out to all beings for highest good. So be it. So the energy is radiating out. Let's just give it a moment. Okay. And now we can do the directions. Thank you.
Pachamama Mamakia. We're a coachan.
Yeah, they just took me out again for a minute. That was so intense. So I think what just happened is I called the directions and then went quiet. So I'll continue from there. Allies, thank you for this sweet, deep, customized experience. So grateful to you. Thank you for giving each person exactly what they needed during this event. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, Divine. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, that ends the formal part of the event. This is a members-only event, so I'll just mention briefly, if you're called to work with me individually, astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, or life coaching, just check out astroshaman.com. And now we're open. So let me reopen the call to anyone who wishes to share. You can now unmute yourself if you wish, or you can type in the chat window if anyone has any feedback. Deanna, hey.
Hi, Benjamin. Wow, was that wild.
How so?
Yeah, that was wild tonight. Today was, as they always are, was a little bit different, but I kept having my head turn from side to side, like a Pez dispenser, like ear to one shoulder, ear to the other shoulder, which is not completely unheard of, but not typical.
Okay.
But my left leg was very twitchy, or no, my right leg. It kept coming up. I'm sitting in a recliner, and it kept coming up like knee to the chest and then twitching out.
Okay.
And it did it the whole time healing was happening.
Wow.
It was very, very interesting. And so I'm not sure if that was clearing or if that was receiving, but it was something.
Okay.
And I don't often have visions, but I got just a little tiny hint, a glimpse of a little lizard on a fence or a branch. It was just a split second glimpse of a little lizard that was twitching around and looked back at me and then took off.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was it for tonight.
Cool. Do you feel here at the end better or worse than when we started?
Better. Better. When you started to close a few minutes ago, I'm like, what the heck is he doing? I'm in the middle of this.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'm just going to sit here for a minute. And then, but now, no, I feel much better. Something major cleared and I'm not sure what it was, but I'm grateful.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I can't tell you the number of ceremonies of various kinds I've had where my body would twitch and shake and vibrate. And if they're moving you around, they're just kind of loosening things up to figure them out usually.
Yeah. The first time my leg twitched, my lower spine adjusted itself.
Ooh.
And went into alignment.
Nice.
I'm like, whoa, what was that about? And then it didn't do that again. It just did it the one time.
Well, they only need you to align it once.
I guess. So thank you. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. I just showed up and it happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Deanna.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else? Anyone else care to share live or the chat or anything? Tish.
Hi.
Hi.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
I just on a whim actually, I was working and I was like, holy cow, I need to double check if something isn't going on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was that knock, knock, knock in the back of my head. And it was like 5 minutes till 8.
Okay.
And I checked my emails real quick. And lifelong journey, really wasn't for sure. I didn't want to be the first one to talk. So I'm very glad someone else started. But I'm sitting in a chair and my right foot lifted and stomped at one point. It was involuntary.
Wow.
And then when the crystalline energy came, my head got real heavy. I couldn't hold my head up.
Wow.
So thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah.
And I look forward to a lot more of these. Thank you for what you do and for sharing it with the world.
You're welcome. And I'm curious, having gone through the experience, do you now feel better or worse for having done it?
Better. I feel taller.
Oh, sweet. Okay, good. Yeah, the divine will get as physical with you as it has to move things around and clear them out. the general long-term trend is that the earlier cleanup periods tend to be more dramatic with more physical motion. And then as you get the grosser stuff cleared away, the calls get subtler and there's often less physical motion and it's a little subtler. But if you've got heavy stuff on the front end, that tends to engage more big movements like you both have been reporting here. So nothing's wrong. It's just they do what they got to do to move things around and clear them out. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Tish. So glad you showed up. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? See, Villaroca typed, my body was vibrating and I have a pressure on my forehead between my eyebrows. Sweet. That's probably your third eye there. You're probably working that to open that up a little bit. Sweet. Well done. And Kay, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just had a lovely experience, very subtle. And I keep having this experience of my upper lip tingling, and sometimes my mouth feels like I'm going to speak, like my whole mouth is activated. Like the salivary glands, everything, it's like it's coming alive, but for what purpose, I don't know. Mm. And then there was this interesting thing when the crystalline energy came, I had this very deep inner sensation of something dancing in my consciousness, like it was a dancing energy. And I was just sort of watching, and it was actually very rhythmic, a dancing movement. But it was a formless being. It's very entrancing, and just feel very blessed and very grateful for this. Thank you.
Well done. Curious, as you were talking about the dancing being, the word Shiva came into my mind. Does that resonate at all?
Well, it was formless, so it could be, but it was very formless. It was just a rhythmic light movement that was very whimsical and very, very, you know, very real. Mm. But I can't describe what it is.
Nice. And do you feel better or worse?
Oh, just wonderful. Much lighter. Very light, you know.
Nice. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. And you were on the earlier call with when I was at Laura, right?
Yes. So,
wow, you showed up twice. Thank you.
Opportunities in life, and you never take a chance because you never know in the future that for whatever reason you may not have that opportunity. So these opportunities are blessings, so we have to take them.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Marla typed, experienced thick, juicy energies, very enjoyable. Glad Marla had a good time. Nice. Yeah, I'll share for myself just briefly. There were a few times tonight when I just basically went out. I was so deep in the energy, I briefly forgot I was even leading a call. But when they do that to me, they then bring me back in and help me remember that, oh, you're leaving a call, talk, you know. So it's been a while since they took me so deep that I forgot I was actually facilitating a call, but it all worked out, hopefully. Hopefully the silences weren't just too hugely long or anything. Anyone else? May, hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say thank you for the beautiful blessing of this call. And it helped me to relax and be present and be present in a richer way than I was experiencing my higher self earlier today. So, It's good to see everyone who's on the call, and wanted to say thank you to Benjamin for facilitating such a beautiful space. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Patch, so nice to see you, dear May.
Hi, Kay. Nice to see you, too. Nice to see everyone. You sound like you're doing really well, Marla. Oh, I am glowing here. Yeah. There's a lot happening, and it's beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you, guys. Love to all.
Nice. Anybody else? Marlo's typing, always love your presence, May. So it's probably worth mentioning, it's not on the official schedule yet, but May is going to be doing a singing bowl event, I think, a couple of Wednesdays from now. I'll double check the calendar. So that'll be added to the list here soon, and you'll get to have another of May Singing Bowl events later in the month. So again, I'll announce that as soon as it's on the site.
May I chime in?
Yeah.
It is slated for February 24th.
Okay.
The Singing Bowl.
So 2 weeks from tomorrow as we record this on February 9th. Cool. All right. Bonus event for you guys. And it will be an Awakening Plus call. Anybody else? Wow, the energy is getting so sweet all of a sudden. Can y'all feel that? Woo! Like a little quick bonus round here. Let's just enjoy this for a minute. This is so sweet. And now I'm feeling that sweet celestial energy integrating into the body. So a little bonus for everybody. Joanne types, thank you, M, so deep. Yeah. All right, I'm feeling wrap-up energy, but I will leave space if anyone else wants to jump in and share anything. All right. Then we will wrap it up. Thank you all so much for being here. So grateful each and every time you all show up, because you could do anything you want, but you chose to be part of this. Really grateful to you. And as always, it's been an honor and a privilege to facilitate for you. All right, some thank yous and good nights coming in. Thanks, everybody. So we'll wrap it up. We've already closed the Mesa, so just goodbye. And just, you know, check your schedule. We're doing another, and as I've announced already by email, here we're on February 9, 2021. This Thursday will be the final New Earth support team. That'll be on a Thursday. We're switching to Mondays, and we're jumping right in this coming Monday, which will be the, if I'm doing my math right, the 15th. Yeah. and we'll go ahead and jump in and do our first New Earth support team call for Monday next week. So there will be just 3 or 4 days between events, and then we'll cycle into Mondays. So thank you all so much. And good night, everybody. Many blessings to you all.